The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your iPhone 11 into an outdoor toilet at a national park.
Oh, gosh.
Creating the iPoop phone, you're doing okay. Okay, so the only reason we're talking about this is obviously we found it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? They're expensive. There's a lot of people, especially if you got it when it's brand new.
Yes.
You could drop a pretty coin on that. And so I know that you want to go get it. You want to go fishing.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tracy, she works at A1 Sanitation. He works at A1 Sanitation. His team cleaning out the tanks there in Montana, Flathead National Forest there, and spotted this iPhone 11 Pro at the bottom of the well, we'll say.
I was kind of in shock. I was like, whoa, there's a phone. So, looks like a nice one. We tried not to suck it up or whatever. I told him to get the grabbers, so we have some grabbers that can grab like bottles and stuff. So he grabbed them out.
Yeah, so they literally grabbed the phone out.
And lots and lots and lots of sanitizing wipes, right?
Here's the thing. The phone still worked.
You know what? That's a sign of a good product.
That is the sign of a good product. So basically, they switched out some SIM cards to figure out whose phone it was, left the owner a voicemail.
I told her who I was, told her, you know, we found this phone, and her initial reaction was, well, you guys must have to pump out toilets because that's the last place I saw that phone.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the two words that came out of her mouth when she realized it dropped in there. Oh,
boop. Yeah. Oh, and then the other one was the product that's inside those. Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, kind of shocked that they retrieved the phone and that it worked. And
did she want it back?
They got it back to her.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Really sanitized, though, right?
Yeah.
Sanitize.
How many are you ever using that phone again?
I would get a brand new case
okay.
to put around it. Because you can't, like, wash that off
listen.
With water. You can't, like, dunk it in lots of soapy water. I mean, you have to, like, gently use, like, sanitizing wipes, right? That's how you... But then,
Kelly,
are you confident that all the crevices are cleaned out?
Kelly.
What?
I'm going to drop a sentence here that may shock anyone who has ever bought a refurbished phone online.
Okay.
You could be getting an iPoop.
You don't know where it's been.
You could be getting a phone refurbished.
Okay. You know what?
From the bottom of a toilet.
You put a new case around it. The one that, like, covers everything, including the screen, right? Like an OtterBox. You get a really good OtterBox.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you do?
I feel like that's what you do.
Is that what you do?
And you call it a PotterBox. Get it? Because it's potty.
Yes. All right, so there you go. That is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your nice, expensive iPhone 11 into an outdoor toilet at a national park, turning it into the iPoop phone.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, find a safe place for that.
Yeah.
If you got to go do that, you find a safe place with a phone. You don't take that in there, maybe.
How many times, though, have you ever dropped your phone into the toilet?
Well, you come close because I know sometimes you put
you
it
keep
in,
it
the
in
back
your back pocket.
Pocket.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the trouble lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are. That's setting the bar.